Hare Krishna, it is with pain that I received the news of the departure of His Holiness Kadambakanana Swami Maharaj this afternoon in Vrindavan. It was of course expected. Everyone knew that he had retired to Vrindavan because of his cancer, and the prognosis was very clear. He didn't have much time left, and he went there to prepare for that final moment which each of us will have to face at some point in the future. And he did it in an exemplary fashion. Went down like a brave soldier, that he always was, a soldier in Srila Prabhupada's and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, completely sold out and dedicated to the mission. And that's how I will always remember him. I have, of course, known him off and on even earlier, but I really started to get to know him well when I moved to Vrindavan for my service there in 2004. And that is when I began to interact closely with him and also with others. And from then on, it's been about 18 years. I've had innumerable interactions with him, both at a personal level and also at the level of institutional or temple-related services like management and oversight and so on. And I was always struck by his commitment to excellence in everything in the temple. He was bold, not afraid to take decisions, to take stands. At the same time, he was very astute when it came to management. He liked to read the scriptures. He gave good, thought-provoking, deep classes. And how can I omit to mention his ecstatic kirtans? If I remember right, he was a musician before he became a devotee, and he employed that talent to the fullest in Krishna consciousness by singing kirtans with his full heart and in an extremely melodious way. Krishna had blessed him also with a strong voice, and he was able to inspire so many by his kirtans. For so many years, he continued to serve ISKCON in many, many capacities. We all remember the time when he was temple president in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram Mandir. And then he had to leave that service in tragic circumstances when he was shot. It was a very difficult service, even in those days. And it was more dangerous then than it is today, of course. But as a loyal servant of the mission, he discharged his duties in the best capacity that he could. For me personally, he grew into being a friend as well. Whenever we would meet in different parts, whether it was in Mayapur or Vrindavan or Bombay or London or even online, it was always a pleasure meeting him. And apart from the interactions about management and so on, There were also many nice personal interactions. It has been such a pleasure and such an inspiration knowing him and watching him serve this movement. It will be a loss to me at a personal level, as it is indeed for many, many others, and also for our movement. I think it is a blow, because we have lost a very, very valuable, experienced soldier. At the same time, he has set an exemplary precedent about how one must tackle the ultimate examination of life, which is death, in a fearless and Krishna-conscious manner. I was trying to get updates about his situation from time to time, and one thing that was very clear was that he was never afraid, and he was very Krishna conscious even through the very serious physical challenges that he was going through because of the cancer. So both in his active service as well as in his departure from this world, he has served in an exemplary fashion, given us many, many lessons that we can learn from. He will be sorely missed, and we do hope that we will also be able to in some way try to see that all the things that he wanted for his calm will happen. He wasn't that old. He was, I believe, 69. And in 2 weeks, I think he would have completed 70 years of age, which is, yes, entered old age, but we wish he could have lived for many more years. I know for sure that he is at Krishna's lotus feet, and we will always remember him for everything that he was, everything that he stood for, and everything that he did. So a heartfelt goodbye to our dear friend, His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj. Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna.